We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, July 26, 2023, at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Garrigan, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Ms. Haxby is running around here somewhere. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove late filing for homestead exemption application for Carl M. Sims. Patty, what's typical on these?
The board just needs to approve it. If he had a reason to, you know, we talk to him. We call people to get them in, and if they can't, then they have until the 20th because of certain reasons, like maybe not, you know, an illness or something. So Mr. Sims had that reason. So we can extend it with board approval till July 20th.
I guess I'd ask for a motion to approve the late filing of homestead exemption.
Make motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. This would be for equalization. That may be when you want to speak, I suppose. If it you could now, or you could at the board meeting as well, depending on whichever you'd prefer.
Same bunch of people.
Yeah.
Would you give your name and address for the record, please, sir?
My name is Daryl Bruins. I live at 104 Andon Circle in Beatrice. So I, first of all, had a couple of protests of my own this time, and I haven't done that for a few years, and after about a half hour of the meeting on Monday, I realized why that is, because I don't need the brain damage, I guess. But I provided all of you with some information here, and probably the most important piece of information is the first one, which states it is the function of the County Board of Equalization to determine the actual value of locally assessed properties for tax purposes. And the most important part of that paragraph is, in carrying out this function, the County Board must give effect to the constitutional requirement that taxes be levied uniformly and proportionally on all taxable property in the county. And so after looking at some of the commercial assessed values, including my own, I think that there's probably no way, if you approve the commercial values that you've been given, there's no way that you're meeting that constitutional requirement. So the next in the pile is the two properties that I protested, which I own. And the first one went up 127%, and that building's been sitting there vacant for a year. And then the one next door, the old Paycheck Advance, or the barbershop building, went up 36%. So then I tried to understand why the one went up 127%, so I looked around the neighborhood, and there's a little map there that shows the valuation changes on several properties there. The one you see there is the old Spady Runcie building. So if you hang on to that map, I'll run through these. And they're numbered at the top, so you can follow along. One's the old AgWest Commodities building. It went up 11.5%. It's now at $50.43 a square foot. My vacant building next door was valued at $83 a square foot. The old Robo Car Wash didn't change. And keep that in mind because there's another car wash down the street. Dr. Russell's dentist office that's been vacant since he passed away went up 134%. It was assessed now at $99 a square foot. Maines' insurance next door, no change. It's at $41.01 a square foot. The old Spady Runcie building went up 75%. State Farm insurance building, Ed Easley, at 1818 Court went up, no change. It's at $51 a square foot, and that building is almost identical in construction-wise to the building that I protested, which was at $83 a square foot. The little car wash next to Sun Mart went up 40%. It's now at $109 a square foot, and compared to the old Robo at $30.43 a square foot. They both have two self-service and one automatic. Collection Associates, which is a brand new building, no change. It's at $58.49 a square foot. Eye Care, no change, $46.21 a square foot. So that was some of the stuff that I saw in. Oh, and the next one, the little map is Lillian Fritch's building, which you guys heard about on Monday. And that one, after the argument on that one, I had to leave when it looked like Lloyd successfully convinced you guys that that lot was worth $350 a square foot, and the one on 19th and Court was only worth $250. But anyway, if you look at those two buildings, the new assessed value was at $97.16 a square foot, and it had gone up 116%, and the building just to the north of it, the old Social Security office, went down 16%, and it was the new assessed value at $31.16 a square foot. So I thought, well, maybe it's only in that neighborhood where it's all screwed up. So I looked downtown at a couple buildings, and there's another little map there for you. Hubka's building went up on the north side of Court Street, went up 210%, and the buildings on either side of his did not change. The one across the street, which is built also in the late 1800s, 1885 and 1886, but it didn't change. And you can see the couple of those there that didn't change. You can look at them if you want. High Park went up over 1,000% for some reason, and I think if you went and talked to Pinnacle Bank, they'd probably give that thing to you if you wanted to assume the liability, because it's in disrepair, and they probably would rather not have it. So then I thought, I went further on down Court Street out to West Court, and Twin Rivers complex there is the one that's in your packet that's highlighted in pink. They own 850 feet of Court Street, West Court, but their entire complex is valued at $407,090. That's three commercial buildings, a house. Includes their main building. That main building, the lot that their main complex, main building is on, the showroom and the shop and so forth, is valued at $8.11 a square foot. And the land there, all of it is valued at 57 cents a square foot compared to 250 or 350 on East Court. So that one didn't change. And then if you go about a half mile further down this down West Court, you come to Goosen's storage building on the corner of Court Street and Logan, where you turn to go to the fairgrounds. That building went up 57%, or $253,000, and it's now at $698,000, or $36.86 a square foot, compared to Twin Rivers showroom shop, whatever they have in there, at $8.11 a square foot. So something's wrong with our commercial assessments, and I've looked on North 6 and South 6, and it's the same discrepancies wherever you look. And the problem is that in the last 10 years, the county, between the assessor's office and the referees, have spent almost $750,000 for outside experts to work on whatever they work on with this commercial stuff. So I suppose they work on other stuff as well. But this year, everybody that owns commercial property that got an increase should have protested it. Because if you look at some of the protests, and there's a lot of commercial ones in there, but some of the properties that were protested, they reduced the value by 50%, which means that they admitted that they were a long ways off. And my question is how it got that far off in the first place. Somebody had to enter data into the computer that told it to value the High Park at over 1,000% more than it was the previous year, or told it to raise Jeff Hubka's building by 210%. And I don't know who's responsible for that, who enters that data, or if the Russians hacked into our system. But it's a mess. And if you certify the commercial values that you've been given, you've made the problem worse as far as your constitutional requirement to uniformly and proportionately assess all property. I guess that's all I got.
And I'll remind the board at public comment, we cannot discuss back and forth with anyone that presents.
If any of you want to look through this stuff individually, or, you know, I can show you the ones I looked at on North 6th Street. The Woods Brothers more than doubled, and some of the other ones around them didn't change. There just doesn't seem to be any reason for any of it. I mean, what would make one building go up 200% and one, the one next door not change? I thought maybe it was the type of building, so I looked at several. You know, I looked at office buildings. I looked at body shops. They currently have Brad Barron's little body shop down there on 5th Street, 50% higher than Twin Rivers' showroom shop building. Bars, for example, the rail didn't change, but Biggs almost tripled in value of the building. Now, mysteriously, they have the land for Biggs at 57 cents a square foot and the rail at $2.40 a square foot. They're both in the floodplain. So I have no idea how they come up with these values, and it just doesn't make any sense. So Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Would anyone else like to speak at public comment on equalization? Ms. Milligan, do you have anything for us? Anything else for equalization from the board?
Did we do the homestead exemption?
Yes.
We already did it?
Mm-hmm. No. You voted for it.
Awesome. I'm more efficient than I thought I was.
Jerry, you want me to go through this again?
No. So, I guess, Eric, so I guess I'd like to take an opportunity to ask Patty if she has anything that she'd like to add or discuss as far as commercial properties in the community. Lloyd's not here to say his piece, but I sat here and struggled the other day when we discussed the Pat's Video, the old Pat's Video Lil Fritch building that we were discussing the other day. I did end up voting to approve the change that was made, but not to change it to the $58. And I honestly regret not voting along with Don Schuler on that one and saying that it should have been a little bit lower. And I struggle with understanding some of these same things that Mr. Bruins just brought up in public comment. And Patty, is there an explanation? Because you always seem to have an explanation for them. And I guess, is there something that at this point that you can offer or share with us? I know Lloyd's not here to help with that conversation, but is there anything that, you'd like to add to the conversation here? Because I don't know. Yes. I struggle with it, quite honestly.
What's up? Patty, would you talk into the microphone if you have a comment, please?
So basically, I'm going to tell you that on the commercial, we have a lot of different occupancy codes, and we have a lot of different land value sales. Things over on that side of the town is definitely going to sell price per square foot a lot higher than it would maybe on West Court or somewhere. As far as I know, Daryl's the one that's done my commercial businesses and has done... we have not done a complete reval. When you do a complete reval, you get a lot of things that come up. With Terry's, I don't know, did you do some improvement? I think you did. That's why yours went up some.
That improvement was done this spring, not when the valuation.
I know, but I mean, your back lot and all that, wasn't there back stuff in the back of the building that was at one time? More of it was put in. Was it enclosed? I don't remember everything. I haven't been in your building for a number of years.
Ever since I've owned it, it's been enclosed like that.
Yeah. I mean, and I will say that with Mr. Bruins, he had a property that was valued at $58,000 that we took up to $100,000. I don't know if Daryl talked to you on that, but he did find out what rent you were getting. And so that... easily went up because of the rent, and then it went back down because it's now vacant. No? Okay, well, that's what,
Mine would resolve to my satisfaction, but that's not where the big problem is.
There's
easy,
some problems.
It's easy to come in and fix more problems.
I would say probably on this, since we don't have an agenda item on it, if you have anything for us, and I'd ask not to talk about probably specific properties,
well,
Patty, but just...
But he did, so, I mean, that's where, if I'm going to defend anything...
He's asking for future conversations. I think Gary was asking as a whole, how are our...
I think the thing of it is I needed those documents, and then I also needed Mr. Stannard here. I need Mr. Dickinson here. Since they did do that and explain and go through things. I mean, we need spreadsheets. We need queries. We need, like I said, there's a lot of occupancy codes. Are things equalized all over the county? No, they're not. And, it's very hard to do that. Like I explained to Gary yesterday, when you take a property down, and I'm not blaming anybody, but when you take a property down, like the phone call we had, it went down lower than it was last year. I'm already starting with a much lower value, so then the next year when I go up, you know, our need to go up, that property is already lower. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed, in my opinion, with the way we value properties when we do percentages across the board. And I've talked to different people about that at the legislature. Houses that, you know, and you're talking commercial, I'm talking everything in general. I represent all classes of property.
What can we do, I guess, and maybe this isn't what you're asking, but I guess this has been our conversation, yours and mine, Patty. What can we do so that when, instead of saying our property's equalized, no, what can we do so that when we ask our property's equalized, the answer is a hard yes?
That's a good question, because in my opinion, and I've been saying this for years to senators and everything, a percentage across the board does not necessarily work.
But we didn't do that.
We did on a lot of things we did. Even those sales that came through, some of those sales that came through, we had $900,000 sales out in Industrial Park that we hadn't had in a lot of years. And I think you could vouch for that. You know that. So that's immediately how much percent when we had those valued at maybe $300,000 to $400,000. And all of a sudden, they're a lot higher in Industrial Park.
What can we do to fix it?
We need to fix it at the legislature. And it's my understanding, when I went home last night, my telephone pinged, and it was the Governor Pillen. He wasn't calling me, but it pings that there's a news article. And they're putting together a bunch of real estate people. They're putting together NACO. They're trying to find relief across the board for taxpayers. And the way we tax, because if I wasn't in compliance on anything, Turk would have called me in and said, you're not between the 92 and 100% of market value. Therefore, you need to do this amount of a percent increase on everybody. I don't believe in that way of taxing anything. I don't think it's fair. And so my question to Myron, to Norman Wallman, to everybody that's been up there, what can we do different to value real estate? And I don't know that anybody's come up with that. I don't know that it was discussed at length at the legislature. But I think now, when you saw a year and a half of very, very extreme sales, things did go up a lot higher than I've ever seen. And so we had to address that, and that caused a lot of big increases. Hopefully they can get some things done that might make it better. You know, they've talked about a consumption tax. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a complicated situation to get things better.
Patty, I don't know if that the state's really got anything to do with the questions you had here today.
Well, they do, because that's how I tax. I mean, basically it's a percentage.
No, the biggest issue I see is the large variance in commercial properties in Beatrice. That's the issue we're talking about, not what the state tells you to do.
Well, but you have to look at also the sales, and you have to plot out. We need to take those documents. We need to plot out where everything goes so that you can see price per square foot on land. What is something over on this side of town sold for less for lot values than on that side? I think there will be differences that you will see. And I think you need to have Lloyd and Daryl and everybody show you those differences.
I think what Terry's asking, too, is how can we work within what we have? Because we do have that information, because the public gets that from us. So we already have all the information. What can we do within the rules we have now? Not what they might change to.
A lot of people that didn't protest.
One thing I'd point out is within the parameters that the state sets out to the legislature, that's what you operate under.
Yes.
There's variances. There has to be. Otherwise, the state would control our valuations, which nobody would agree with. And as much as I don't like it, the best way to do that is, you know, Daryl's got some good points.
He does.
If he wants to bring those up and protest, go to the next level. And that's what they encourage. I'm sorry. They encourage you to do that if there are these variances. If there's enough of those, then they come back to you and say, Turk will go, something isn't right here. And then they can issue their order that says basically, look it over again. And that, I think, goes back to what Mr. Lyle's talking about. Do we need that look at it, big picture again, what Terry's talking about, too. And again, you can't answer that. I mean, that's what the protests are for, to bring those up, make the adjustments, and, you know, and I tell Daryl, there's some of those things that I'm scratching my head on, too, but then I'm not a realtor, I'm not an appraiser. I rely on those people to give me the information so that I can present that to, you know, Turk or whatever the court would be.
And
so I just bring those up, because you're not going to solve the problem in the next 5 minutes before we start talking about something else.
And there's always been problem with commercial. I will just say there's always been problem with commercial.
But there's problem with residential. There's problem with ag.
Residential
is a little bit.
The
system itself is, there's every, you know, the one maxim of real estate is it's all unique.
But
every tract is unique.
But explain, like, yesterday we had a $450,000 sale. I had it valued at $112,000 for the home, and he was protesting, and we only had it. We could only get it up to $370,000 with what we have.
But Patty, I think, like, the conversation you and I have had, and this kind of puts you on the spot here today, you know, and this is something I want you to know, we're not throwing you out there by yourself. The board wants to work with you.
I know.
We want to figure it out. It's not the – there was a gentleman here that protested. He paid the higher dollar amount for a home, and that raised – he was one of the spikes, and that's something I told him was, you're one of the reasons that these values go up, because those are the comparable sales. You become the comparable value that other people don't like. It's not the raise in the valuation, I don't think, as much as the inconsistency. How can we make it consistent, fair, and equal?
I guess I've seen revaluations in the county, but as long as I've been here, those have never worked either. Total revals, they've cost a lot of money. And if you've got two people sitting here that have appraiser's licenses, I've seen everybody come in with this quality is an average, the next one might say it's an average plus. I mean, there is differences in opinions. It's not an exact science. We're supposed to be between 92 and 100%. That's what I shoot for. I guess I don't know why more people weren't in here.
I think people are afraid to come protest, or they don't understand the process.
I don't think so, because a lot of them have talked to me. And one thing I did tell Gary, that a lot of them that we left callbacks and tried to get rents, there's a person in town that, you know, we go round and round to try to get rents in an area, because if it's vacant, if it's rents, you know, and they don't give them to us, you can do an income approach on a lot of commercial properties. Downtown, we left callbacks. We've called people to try to get in. Because of last year's protest, there was a lot of things with apartment buildings being, you know, finished up above some of these buildings. So I think at that point, we did put them on hire so we could try to get a response. But Daryl and, you know, Daryl does the commercial in his group. And then Lloyd defends because of what, you know, we've hired over the past. I mean, I'm willing to listen to anything, and I mean, I'm willing to go. I would like to go listen to the governor and everything about the way we're doing real estate.
We know our rules, though. They haven't changed. I guess anything we can do, and I think I speak for the board on this, we just want consistency.
And I think maybe as the equalization group gets together, and that's Terry and, was it Dave? Dave sat in on some of those. Did you feel like, was there good...
I mean, I listened to, nobody was really irate, okay, which is, I've been before where they get irate, okay, but Daryl and they seemed to handle it pretty well. The people were most times, not always, most times accommodating. I mean, there was some in here with a commercial property where Daryl asked him about the rental on the other side and said, absolutely, I'm not going to give you that information. So, I mean, to me, if that's what we use as part of our way of figuring the value, then I think that's okay. I'm going to keep you where you are. You go to Turk and protest and prove yourself. I mean, that's the – but there is one that was just very adamant about it, okay? So.
And I'd like to clarify, too, this is Daryl Standard we're talking about, not Mr. Bruins, because
No.
Two Daryls.
No. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, I guess – you know, we need to discuss, because as far as commercial appraisers, there's not any in Beatrice. You have to go to a probably Lincoln or somewhere to find commercial appraisers that's going to do a reval. And then most generally, they're going to work in fee, or they're going to work in an area that's not a county. And that's my opinion. And I think there's some works going on trying to get a group together to do, you know, like a group I told you about up in Lincoln, that they're going to try to get more appraisers to come out to these small counties to do these revals.
Patty, how does a property go up over 1,000%?
I guess it's on that high park. Is that what you're talking about? Well, he went down and got the rents underneath of all those buildings underneath, and that property is very low. It's full, and I asked Lloyd that same question, because both of them I asked. I said, how does that even work? And he said, well, he said, there's a lot of concrete and a lot of rebar there, but I said, but it's not used. And that's one I did bring up, and we didn't keep that at that value.
So you lowered it without a protest?
No, we didn't keep it at that value.
Pinnacle protested. They came in and
talked. They did protest.
Yeah, Pinnacle Bank was
there. And I don't know whether something got confused on one of the appraisers, that they thought that the bank and some of that was part of the whole, the parcel. But I did bring that to their attention and said, what part? I know none of those buildings, and it's amazing what those underneath the bank is, a lot of office space, but only one's rent out with a rent that they did give us, and the rest of them are in poor condition.
There'll always be mistakes, you know, that need corrected. That's what the protest period's for. But I think we've all talked about this over the years, and you and I have talked about this more recently. I guess back to the consistency. What can we do to get our consistency where it needs to be?
Well, I think we need to get together and maybe talk and see what's out there that we can find. But it will cost some money to the county.
I don't think that's an issue, because, I mean, that's part of our responsibility.
Well, it was because you had that Beatrice 6 hanging over our head for those 4 or 5 years. I mean, you know, so, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do what we needed to do. There's a lot of value that you know, is has been gotten by going through and doing revals, but there's occupancy codes. You know, I will disagree on some of the things that were done here. Last year, there was things with the ethanol plant. You know, that was something that I disagreed with, but I'm not trying to... I'm just going to say, you know, we can sit down as a committee, try to go forward, see what's best. I think commercial's the biggest issue. I have some ideas, but I think we need to set as a group, because equalization group, and
just,
go forward.
Just
with
so you have no doubt, I mean, we're committed to working with you.
I understand. I'm not taking it as a personal attack. I'm just telling you that the way that we're doing percentages across the board, and in this last year, I've seen sales that are unbelievable.
I guess percentage across the board would have been easier for us if we saw everyone had a percentage across the board. It's the...
But you have to break it down.
1,200, 170, a decrease. I guess to me, percentage across the board seems like we're increasing 20%. We're increasing 15%.
Okay.
Or maybe I misunderstand percentage across the board.
Well, I think you need to understand our processes so I can take a time and show you how we have everything grouped. And we take Beatrice, or we take Wymore. What year of house built is at way below 92%? What year of, you know, a commercial building, or what occupancy code? You know, there was no sales on mortuaries, but we did those. And, you know, I thought we had a couple of them pretty equalized, but, you know, that was my opinion. There's just, we have groupings. And that's why I think you guys need to come maybe into my office for a day and understand how I've got it grouped. And then we go across with the appraisers and figure out, you know, Bob Thoma's done this. He was the assessor before. We go year built. We go quality. We go condition. there's a lot of things that go into this that's too hard to explain by just saying. Because if I'm not in compliance and get called into Turk, they'll say, I'm ordering a 15% across the board on this town.
You're going to be off the hook here very quickly because we're going to have a timed event. But and you're really on the spot this morning, which we'll have an agenda item moving forward where we'll discuss this and we can all be more prepared for it. But would you touch on that just really briefly for us? The state will look to see if you're in compliance with the law. If you're not, we don't have a choice. The state comes in and says, we're going to set your values. We are within compliance on that. Will you touch on how that process works? And like I say, just real briefly, but we are not out of compliance with state regulations. We want to be closer on uniformity, but please just go through that with us quick.
Okay, so quickly between, we use those certain years of sales. I showed Mr. Swavely, remember that sheet I showed you the other day? It was on maybe Cortland. We came in at an 80% median level of value. 80 is way too low for residential. We have to be at 92 to 100%. So within that, you can do queries. What year built was undervalued? What year or what square footage was undervalued? What type of home? Was it one stories? Was it two stories? What year? What's the range of the value that I have on it, and what's the range it sold for? Those are the things that we look at. So we hit those different towns with different levels of value. First, we go through and we try to see real quickly, is there anything that's added to this place? We are not getting into these homes now, and any assessor that I've talked to, many are not getting into these homes. We need to get into these homes. I told Gary some of the reasons that we put some of those commercials up higher was to try to get into them. Then what happens is the state looks at all my statistics and they tell me whether I'm in or out. Ruth Sorensen and her group of people will look in and say, you are out of compliance on this, this, and this. You need to get either, I have liaisons that come down. They look at things with me. They help me through the process of trying to get these values to where they need to be. And then at that point, they look at a whole, you get a reports and opinions. The whole board got it. I don't know whether you just make, have you read, you told me you had it, I think.
I'm sorry.
A report and opinion from the state.
Yes.
And that told you I was in compliance on all my things, on all my agriculture, commercial, and residential. Then it goes before the to the Turk, which all those people look at everything. There's certain like CODs, PRDs. Those things are going to be really Greek to you until I can explain it further. They called me in compliance. So there was no show cause. I didn't have to go to the state, and they said that we were good to go.
I just wanted to point that out as we're hammering on the assessor's office, that we are in compliance so that we are not out of regulation with the state. We don't want to be just in regulation, though. We want to be as good as possible. I hope moving forward we can find a way that we can probably find a way to correct these.
I will tell you, we've only had 100 protests the last few years out of 16,000 parcels. We've had 320 this year, which I warned you guys ahead of time because I knew the market was really different this time. I showed concerns, you know, about the way that properties were selling, and I don't understand the lending practices maybe on the, even the banks for some of these people. And so I guess there's a lot of people out there that feel that their values are okay. If they're not, they should be in here. And I don't think I'd be scared to come before a board if I thought I was going to get something lowered by quite a bit of money if we were way off. And I agree, we are off on some. But we may be too low on some. We may be way too high on some. Another thing that bothers me is these upper-built homes. They're undervalued, in my opinion, but state law, we can only value them at what they might sell in Beatrice or surrounding areas. And I've showed concern for that. If they build them for a lot of money, then they should have to pay for them. And that's my opinion. So.
Thank you, Patty. Any other questions?
Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, Daryl has every right to be concerned as a taxpayer. You know, we'll do what we can to go forward, but it's not an easy process. So, And it never, you know, and it's gotten more complicated in the last couple of years just with what's gone on in the market. And I think everybody understands that if they're watching.
I'd just like to say that, Patty, I mean, you have a pretty hard job. I mean, with the like, you brought up the one that, like, blows my mind. They bought it 3 years ago for $445,000, and they wanted it valued at $200,000. Like, that just blows my mind. I don't know how we can adjust that. There's million-dollar homes that are valued at $600,000. How do we fix it? I don't know if it's, like, a countywide evaluate. Like, countywide, we look at every home and then move forward, and then maybe the percentage thing would work. But I don't know how you adjust it.
Just keep in mind, when we do a percentage across the board, the lower-end house that might be just the rental property doesn't get that much of an increase. The upper house does get more of an increase. So that was an acceptable mass appraisal process. This isn't a fee appraisal. This is a mass appraisal process. And I appreciate your comments, because that is very frustrating when you see that happening. And that those types of things are what I say need to be changed in the legislature. And so, yeah, I'll work with all of you and do, you know, what I can to make it better. But
and Patty's door is always open to us or the public as well. I know the majority of the protests were taken care of ahead of time. It'd be great if we could have everything equal enough where there aren't any protests. That'll never happen. But, I mean, we want to be the best. We want to be as accurate as possible.
And we really did not have that many protests, because I was preparing. There was counties that had thousands, but bigger counties. So, but one thing I really feel is everybody needs to understand this process in depth and not just, you know, I shared a little bit with Dave.
Patty, I'm going to let you off the hook, because we do need to get into our next meeting. I'm sure you'll be visiting with lots of us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
More on the spot this morning than I anticipated. But
that's okay. I knew it was coming.
If there's nothing else for equalization, we'll adjourn at 9:13.